This is a News 1130 special report.
It's the Friday heading into a not-so-great weekend weather-wise, so could be a good idea to go have a meal out.
Conveniently, it's Foodie Friday. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joins us again this week. Thanks for joining us, Cassandra.
Good afternoon.
So, Stanley Park is busy pretty much every day in the summer.
It is super busy. I walked through there. You're seeing people dancing. There's the Theater Under the Stars, Bye Bye Birdie, and it closes on. There's a big park celebration down there this weekend when Canada turns 100. But when you're down there, you're going to be hungry. So that's what I was talking about this week. Tea House in Stanley Park. Have you been there lately?
I have not been.
I've not been there either.
Well, it's worth checking out. If you're worried about getting into the park, they actually have a shuttle that goes from all the downtown, some of the main downtown hotels, from 11 till 9, so you don't have to fight the crowds to find a parking spot. So that's one advantage there. They've got a great fish and chips deal going on where you can pick up two pieces of fish and chips for $17, pizza and a pint from Monday to Friday from 3 to 5, and lots of great wine tastings. There's a one coming up on Wednesday, which is a Spanish wine tasting. But even on just a regular day, just going in and having a meal, I had a fantastic meal this week, and this Chef Annabelle Leslie is doing a wonderful job with all sorts of fresh BC seafood. We had a ribeye steak, had to have the strawberry cheesecake, and just great service, awesome views, and a wonderful way to spend your day heading around the park and then getting snacks or dinner later.
That's what I was going to say, Cassandra. Must be great views, if nothing else, at the tea house.
Yeah, even raining, you're still looking over the ocean, watching the ships come by, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, we've got your wine pick of the week. You're going with another BC Vino?
Yeah, I love the BC wines, especially this time of year. Harry McWaters, who's one of our godfathers in the BC wine industry, he's come out with his own label using his family's name. So he's got the McWaters Meritage, and this is a Meritage is sort of a what we call Bordeaux-style blend. So it's composed of Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and a bit of Cab Franc, making it a big, bold red, perfect for summer barbecues, roast pork, lamb, all of those great meats, and you can pick it up at Everything Wine in North Vancouver and a lot of your other private liquor stores around town. Really good, big red for the summer.
Now, I actually have my own little long weekend this weekend. Anywhere I should be going and checking out if I don't want to stay in the Lower Mainland?
Well, actually, coming up, it's not this weekend, but next. I wanted to give listeners a chance to plan ahead and perhaps book a hotel. I've been hearing about BC Ferries lineup, so make sure that you get your reservation. I'm actually sitting on one right now going over to Nanaimo from Horseshoe Bay, so luckily I did not get caught in the Tsawwassen lineup there. But next weekend, book ahead. Head over to Taste Victoria. This is a four-day festival of food and wine, starting on the Thursday evening with a BC wine tasting of 100 different wines from around Vancouver Island and BC, and then there's lots of local chefs and wine producers there. The next day there's a pig roast, a dinner out in the farm at a family farm that looks over the Saanich Peninsula. So many things to do. Book ahead, book yourself a great hotel, and get that BC Ferries reservation.
All right. Thank you so much, Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver, joining us for Foodie Friday.